That school bell tells us it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go grab your Bible, pull up a chair, turn up your radio, and then open your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. We're going to continue in a lesson that was written for Sunday, May 21st, 1922, by E.A. Elam. I have a little book of his Sunday school lessons, and we're going to read his comments out of that lesson. And so while you're turning to 2 Chronicles chapter 34, I want to tell you this. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. Now let's go to class, and we are ready for lesson 48 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And the study that we're taking on today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 34, and beginning with notes on verse 14, 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 14. And we have been reading about how the kings before Josiah had neglected Solomon's temple, and it had fallen into ruin and disrepair. And while they were cleaning it up, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of Moses. Now let's look at this. In these notes, Elam said, "In all this negligence and wickedness, the original copy of the law could have been easily lost, and this one found by Hilkiah may have been it. Besides this verse, the margin says, 'The book of the law of Jehovah given by the hand of Moses.' How long it had been lost, we have no way of knowing, and it is useless to conjecture. While there were but few copies of the law at any time, God made provision for it to be taught orally. The priests were commanded to read it at the end of every 7 years, the year of release during the Feast of Tabernacles, to men, women, children, and sojourners assembled for the purpose of hearing it, that all might understand it and fear God, that those who had not hitherto known the will of God might learn it and obey it." Deuteronomy 31, 9 through 13. "God strictly and solemnly commanded parents to teach His word daily and diligently to their children, to retain it in memory, and to meditate upon it day and night." Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. "Jehoshaphat sent his princes and priests throughout all the cities of Judah to teach the law to the people, but they carried the book of the law of Jehovah with them." 2 Chronicles 7, 7 through 9, "and taught it orally. Josiah taught the law, after it had been found, to the people by reading it to them." 2 Chronicles 34, 29 through 31. "Ezra taught it the same way in Nehemiah 8. There were not copies of the law in every man's home from which he and his family could read at will. Priests, parents, and others were required to remember it and to teach it to those who knew it not." You know, when I think about how that they did not have written copies of the law and they had to hear it read, I bet they learned how to really pay attention to what was read, don't you? As it says in the New Testament, to give attendance to reading. And we should probably in our worship services spend more time simply reading out of the Bible, because many people remember just what they hear. But also, I want to say this. Now, this is Bill Boyd talking, not Elam. But let me, Bill Boyd, tell you this. You need to be reading your Bible at home. We can't just depend on what preachers say. And preachers, even at their best, they're not always going to get everything just right. And any preacher that is really concerned about the truth is going to be glad to know that you read your Bible and you see whether the things he is teaching is so. In Acts 17, we read about the Bereans. that were more noble than those in Thessalonica, because they searched the Scriptures to see whether those things were so. And so it's so good that we have so many copies of the Bible. You need to get you a good copy of the Bible and have it handy with you and make it your point to be a daily Bible reader. And then if we would spend more time reading publicly the Scriptures, people, by hearing the Scriptures read, would know what it said and would come to a better knowledge of it. But now let's continue back with Elam's notes. He's talking about this law of Moses. He says, "This is the law that was written and graven on stones. But the New Testament is the law of the Spirit written on tables of the heart." Now that's found in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 11. "If then God required his people to remember the one, how much more does he require them to remember the other? In fact, the law of God cannot be written on the heart unless it is studied and retained in the heart, directing the thoughts and actions. Thy word have I laid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." We read in Psalm 119 and verse 11. There are Bibles now in every home in the land, yet in a sense the Word of God is lost to many. Some never read and study it. Some read it for its history and literature. Some to pick flaws in it. Some to prove some religious theory, but not to learn and obey the will of God. To all such it is lost. This is a most fearful thought. It is not stated just where Hilkiah found the book of the law, except that he found it in the temple in 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 15. He alone, as high priest, had the right to enter the most holy place, and in removing the rubbish and repairing the temple for the service of God, he found the lost and forgotten law. Josiah had no copy of the law. It was not familiar with the curses which it pronounced upon the rebellious and idolatrous people. He knew the general laws which had been handed down from the father to his son. People may find the word of God today by studying it, seeking God's will, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and obeying the truth as they learn it. In 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 15, we begin the second section of these comments where it says, "The Bible found." Hilkiah informed Shaphan of the fact that he had found this book. Hilkiah was no doubt deeply interested in the book and aroused over its contents. Shaphan was the scribe, the king's secretary, and was in touch with the king at any time. Hence, Hilkiah informed him concerning the book, and Hezekiah delivered the book to Shaphan, and he read it. 2 Kings 22 and verse 8. Shaphan saw that it was the law of God and that the king should be informed concerning it. We have already seen how the king, as the ruler of the people, was required to know the law. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, but he did not present it until after informing the king in an orderly manner that his officers had fulfilled their mission in emptying out the money found in the house of Jehovah and in delivering it into the hands of the overseers and workmen, that they were doing all the work committed to them. Now, this next comment, number 3, is from 2 Chronicles 34, 18 through 28. And I want to read that section of 2 Chronicles 24 to you. Here it says in the American Standard Version, "And Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read therein before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe,
and Asaiah, the king's servant, saying, Go ye, inquire of Jehovah for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of Jehovah that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of Jehovah to do according to all that is written in this book. So Hilkiah, and they whom the king had commanded, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tokath, the son of Hezra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter. And they spake to her to that effect. And she said unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, Tell ye the man that was sent unto me, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burnt incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore is my wrath poured out upon this place, and it shall not be quenched. But unto the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of Jehovah, thus shall you say to him, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thy heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and hast humbled thyself before me, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith Jehovah. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof. And they brought back word to the king. In the comments on this Sunday school lesson that old Brother Elam wrote, we read here in section 3 that it was necessary to show Josiah's distress and procedure. In 2 Chronicles 34:18, Shaphan them informed the king that Hilkiah had given him the book. And Shaphan read therein before the king. He could not read it all at once, but read therein portions of it. Although Shaphan read the law of God to the king himself could read, 2 Chronicles 34:30. The astonishment, this is on 2 Chronicles 34:19, the astonishment and distress of the king upon hearing the law and the course he pursued showed how little he and the people knew of the law, and how far short both the kings and the people had come of keeping it. He also saw the fearful punishment which must come upon the people, and as a result of their departure from God. No one can read Deuteronomy 28 without being made to realize how fearful it is to disobey God. This portion of the book, with other portions, Shaphan must have read. When the king heard the terrible curses which must come on the nation, he rent his clothes. This was done as an expression of humiliation and distress. So Ezra acted when he learned the sins of the people in Ezra 9:3. And then 2 Chronicles 34:20. We know who Hilkiah and Shaphan were. Ahikam was the son of Shaphan. Later on, he protected Jeremiah from the people, Jeremiah 26:24. And Gedaliah, his son, became king under Babylonian rule in Jeremiah 40:5. Abdon is called Achbor in 2 Kings 22:12. Asaiah was a servant or officer of the king. That's as far as we'll make it today in class. You make sure you're on time for class next time we meet, and we'll continue to study this story about how they found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. And until then, the old schoolmaster tells you, you may now be dismissed.